Well, one of mine would be in the most recent one would be in a university. I do a English course, which is compulsory here, and the teacher here is quite nice, and they use a very interactive way of teaching, and it's not boring like those in the secondary school. You gotta sit in a classroom and wait for the teacher to talk for 3 hours, but it's more interactive and more freedom, you can say so.
So when you say it's interactive and more freedom, what kinds of things happen in the classroom?
There include many discussions, and there are communications between the teachers and students, and we make use of the internet a lot to have clips or musics and stuff like that.
And how about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences in English?
For that one, I would say that's in my secondary school. My secondary school got a quite big, quite large library, and they have recommend books, fictions there. So my teachers always encourage me to go there and pick one and spend my afternoon there.
And do you have a favorite book?
Mine would be very old-fashioned Harry Potter. I got the whole series in my place.
And so you read the whole series, yeah. The English series?
Yeah, the English version. Right.
And it must feel like a great accomplishment to finish that. It's like a foot or something, isn't it?
Yes. It's conquered quite a space, quite a lot of space in my home. Yeah.
And what do you feel that you got out of that? Apart from obviously you must have enjoyed it, but anything that perhaps you were able to take back to your studies at all?
Yeah, actually reading makes me it makes me easier to read some articles, because I get used to the full passage of English, and I'm not that scared when I received materials full of English. Yeah.
And how about reading with like a Kindle or electronic devices? How do you feel about that?
I haven't used a Kindle before, but I do have an iPad that I use to read when I'm on a train or on a bus. So I think it's good because I don't have to carry books around, which is heavy.
Okay, and your major is surveying. When I think of surveying, I think of numbers, but is there any use of English in surveying?
Sure. For example, when we apply for the job, we have to write thousands of application letters, and we have to finish our CVs. And surveying also includes some law components, so we have to read quite a lot of ordinance and stuff. So it's engaged with English as well, not only numbers.